So we continue in the topic of Gezel. We're on the top of page 355. The learning today should be Yoschosi Lenishmas Chaim Elizabeth Ben Shimshonarieh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be Yoschos for Rafua Shleima for Chaim Moshe Shor Ben Malka Chendel Ben Menorachol Chanalei B'Shein Derachol Na'abedati Ben Peril, as well as Yoschos for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now the warning that he gives to Rishayim. And people who would imitate them. He says, and I can attest, many people lived this type of life, that they tried to get rich and they tried to get wealthy by breaking the law and by stealing. And instead, the pasuk came true about them, which says, someone who gets wealthy in an improper way, in the middle of his days, it will abandon him. And in the end, he'll be considered disgusting. And you see this time and time again with people who we talked about, these Ponzi schemes or these people that try to cheat others in business. Not only do they end up going to jail, but then they get fined and they lose their parnasa, and even the money that they got legitimately ends up leaving them. And obviously people are disgusted by them. He says, we understand that the improper money is going to leave him, but he says even the proper money is going to leave him. Even what he rightfully has, nevad mehem will be lost. That's the way it works. The ill money, the ill-gotten money, is going to come and not only cause him to lose that, but it's going to cause him to lose the money that he has legitimately. Besides, for the punishment itself, for the avera. The yadua, it's well known, that in a certain aspect, stealing from a guy is worse than stealing from a yid. Shenil ve'imoy, because besides for all of the other averas that we talked about, stealing that are involved when you steal, but there's an additional one, gam avin chilul Hashem echamer. You also now have to add on that there's a concept of chilul Hashem when you steal from a guy. The kasru amekubalim sheyisrael a guy zolas a guy. It's written in Kabbalah that when a yid steals from a guy, goyrim, what you cause in Shemayim, shehasar shel ha'goy yigzal shefa me'akdusha el ha'klipa. That somehow in Shemayim, the Tsar, the Malach in charge of that Goy, is able, or that nation, is able to steal from us in Shemayim some of our Kedusha and turn it into Tumah. So there's a lot of bad things happening in Shemayim when you steal from a Goy. And even though we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if a Goy makes a mistake, you're allowed to keep it, but it's aser to cause him to miscalculate. You mislead him or you give him misinformation, and in that way, you cause him to miscalculate. But even if you tell a guy, I'm selling you 100% kosher meat, but really it's nevela, wasn't shechted properly, and you would say, "Who? What does it matter to the guy? Guy is not mekoyim, is not mitzvah in the mitzvah anyway." But still, that's considered geneva. Or to give him counterfeit money, and tell him it's real, or to mix it in with similar things, meaning to take counterfeit money, and you know the top two bills are legitimate, and then everything underneath it is counterfeit. All of this is asr and it's considered straight theft. And now he gives another type of geneva or gezela rather that's ignored. There's a different type that comes out with partners. He says, "Kisha kamsan." Let's say you have one guy who's a miser. He doesn't want to give his wife an allowance, enough money to spend for food in the house. So what does the partner do? So the partner goes behind his partner's back. He feels bad for the family. And he gives the wife without informing the husband. Okay, so far, no problem. You want to give your own money to help out a wife who the husband's not supporting properly? No problem. But the problem here is that you consider it a distribution, and vehulakeach kenegdoi. So you basically, you took a distribution of, let's say, $1,000, and you said, I'm giving his wife 500, and I'm taking 500. You now took his own distribution, and you gave it to his wife. You had no right to do it. He says, it's geneva, and you didn't gain anything by doing this avera. Now you think you're a rachman, you think you're doing a taiva, but in truth, it's incorrect. And even though the guy's a lowlife for mistreating his family, but that doesn't create a heter suddenly for you to go and take the guy's money and spend it behind his back. He says another example, which is found primarily amongst women who take care of the home, is to give excessive amounts of tzedakah or excessive gifts without the husband's permission. Something that you know the husband would object to. So there are many, many times where there are fights in the home where one spouse spends a lot and the other spouse doesn't want to or is more disciplined in budgeting. And the other spouse will hide the money and then go and spend it that way. We're saying now that if you're taking the other spouse's money, then that potentially has a problem of Geneva too. The Gamze Gazol Mikri says it's considered Geneva. Obviously, you have to understand every case is a little different, who earned the money, who owns the money. But the idea is still an idea. Don't take something, money of someone else, even if you have rights to it, and go and spend it on things that the spouse would not approve of. Shoyel Shlemi Das Gazanavi says, even if you're just borrowing it, borrowing is still called gazan. Many people, they borrow shoes without asking, they borrow sfarim without asking, and it's all under the category of gzela. Lizar of Lishkol Bepeles, Shaloy the Kabel. You have to be very careful that if someone is offering you to do chesed, but it's because there's some pressure, maybe the pressure is coming from you, maybe the pressure is coming from outside, from society or from a different family member, you really know that the guy's heart is not in it. But, you know, you travel, I don't know, let's give an example. You go to Australia and your first cousin is there. Your first cousin doesn't particularly want to have guests over, but your uncle calls up your first cousin and says, you better have him over. What? He's coming to Australia. You're not going to host it. So he hosts you, and all of a sudden he opens up his home. And you know, really, that the guy doesn't want to do it. We're saying now that's gzela, because you know that the guy really doesn't want to give it, and he's being pressured to do it. And you have to be careful not to partake. Or he says someone's lowering the price again because they're embarrassed. So you handle, but you don't handle at arm's length. You somehow pressure the person and he caves, but inside he doesn't want to. He says there are groups of friends who will take things under the guise of a gift, or it's some sort of a small amount, and it's, even though it's not in the best interest of the owner is embarrassed, the owner it'll do it anyway. And because of the pressure, Mahu, Gazel, Chamer, all these cases are complete gazel. In addition, if you pressure someone else in this manner, you're being over leisachmoid because you're trying to get someone to give you something that you want that he has. So that already falls into the problem of leisachmoid. So you have to be very careful when we are dealing with other people not to exert pressure to a point where it will force a person to make a monetary decision that they otherwise do not want to do, because now you're already stepping into waters that are gazela. Okay, just two more lines. If you have workers, children's teachers, if they don't do it faithfully, yadam b'mal, they are acting with me'ila v'gazel yesh b'yadam, and also there is a problem of gezela, because here you're sort of on an honor system that you are working as efficiently as you should. But if you're sitting on your phone and you're tweeting half the time that you're at work and your owner and the boss doesn't know about it, or you're tweeting while you're in the classroom with the kids, so now that's also a problem of gazela, and that's obviously very common and something that people have to be very careful for. I will tell you, I had a guy, a very, very edel guy, a very sweet guy, meant it sincerely. So we bill by the hour, obviously. And the guy tells me, what happens if there's 2 minutes where I had to, you know, I went to get a cup of water and I came back to my seat? Very edel guy. Obviously, I tell the guy, you got to be normal, you know. But there are obviously cases. I once caught a guy watching Netflix under his desk. While he was in the middle of working, you know, it happens. Or someone else I heard today recently busted one of his employees for abusing overtime. So this stuff does happen. So we have to be very careful and cognizant of it.